And good morning, Ty Taylor on WRMJ, promoting this weekend's event going on in downtown Aledo. That is the 22nd annual Aledo Antiques Day and Car Show. Lindsay Dunn with Aledo Main Street joining us. Appreciate the time. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the thing that I like about Antiques Day now, as opposed to in the past, is that they fixed the grammatical error in the title, right? That's the number one thing I know everybody's worried about and wants to know about this week, but it's a day, not days. Antiques Day is correct. So whoever was in charge of that, thank you.
Yes, it is a one-day event, so we have changed the wording to be accurate, but the one day is full. I mean, we could probably make it into two, but it's a full one-day packed event on August 23rd this year.
So we spoke earlier this week with Nick Seafeld and a few people involved in the car show and the restoration program at the high school that's a part of this as well. So I know that's one of kind of the main events, of course, is the car show of this thing, along with the tractor and engine show that goes on as part of the event too. So speaking about that, I know that's a portion of the day and really a day of the year in Aledo that a lot of people like to look forward to.
There's a ton of really, really neat cars. And I mean, there's cars, motorcycles, trucks, all of the above that get entered in the car show. And it really fills the streets of downtown with, it goes really well with historical buildings and just a great walkability to look through all the cars and all the people that have put in a lot of time and effort into making them unique and, you know, something for people to see that they can't see all the time.
Well, this feels like an event that gets bigger every year, and especially since like we've moved downtown, that's always our first Sportsline show of the year. So like I'll be in here on Saturday mornings and it's like insane trying to just get in here to the building in downtown Aledo. So is that something you've seen? Is this thing continuing to grow and grow, you think?
Yeah, we appreciate all of the downtown businesses that allow us to have this event down here, but they all have a piece too that gets involved in the event. So as it grows, yes, we have seen that, and each element of it gravitates people to the downtown. And not only do we want them to come for the event, but then we want them to go into the restaurants and into the local shops. And so that's what our hope is. So by having it down here, you know, people can start visiting a lot of our small businesses as well.
And something that's important to note is, you know, it's not just the car show. I know there's like an antique market that goes on, a farmer's market as well, plus a lot of kids' activities and music too. So really there's a lot of things and really something for everybody. Even if you're maybe not into cars as much, it's still an event that's worthwhile to come to.
Yeah, the event, the major points run from 9 to 4. So if you really can't do a car show for, you know, 6 hours. So really, if you want to walk through the car show, then we have antique vendors in the courthouse lawn. They're a small but mighty group, so lots of unique things there. Then we have the craft and farmers market vendors in Central Park. And if you're just, if the weather's looking to be beautiful, so grab a lawn chair, sit in Central Park and listen to live music. We have Tommy and the T-Bones and the Clintstones playing. And then at 1, there is a really unique pinup contest that gets put on by a local business here in town as well.
Well, just speak about what it's like putting events like this on. You know, obviously, Aledo Main Street's a big part of the car show and Antiques Day. So just kind of talk to us about, you know, all the work that goes into that with you and your committee getting this thing set up to be a success year in and year out.
With all the different main attractions that Antiques Day has, it really takes a big group of us. And so there's so many people behind the scenes that really help pull this event together. But it means a ton to have local support and to have volunteers that are willing to not only show up the day of the event, but put in the planning process throughout the whole year. So it means a ton. And really, this event is meant for the community and to bring visitors into our town. So it means a lot. There's just so much that we can't even get into now, but I do encourage people, if you're interested in learning more, we have our Facebook page, Aledo Antiques Day and Car Show, or you can always contact me at the Aledo Main Street office, and I'm happy to talk about the event coming up on Saturday.
And so before we wrap up, I always like to give people the chance when we do these, is there anything else we haven't mentioned that you want to make sure you promote about Saturday, the Aledo Antiques Day and Car Show, that we haven't got to?
The new thing this year is we're going to have a shuttle service that's provided by the Methodist Church here in town. and they will stop at some different places around Aledo. So they'll go to Dancers Creek Barn, which has some antiques, and then the VFW, which has a cook-off and a rummage sale. Then they'll take you out to the courthouse lawn for shopping there. And then we also have the Esley Noble Museum, which they will pop into there before making a loop continuously from 9 to 1 on Saturday, so people can have a drive around town if they don't want to just sit downtown.
Lindsay Dunn with Aledo Main Street joining us on WRMJ, helping promote the 2025 Aledo Antiques Day and Car Show, the 22nd annual event going on in downtown Aledo this weekend, running on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lindsay, appreciate the time. Have fun this weekend.
Thank you.
More coming up next on Focus. We'll talk with New Boston Mayor Chris DeFries to preview the 104th annual New Boston Fish and Chicken Fry going on Friday and Saturday this weekend. That's next on WRMJ.